Tommy McNeil. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and President Trump says he may invite Vladimir Putin. Russia's president, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Putin was kicked out of the then G8 after Russia annexed Crimea. The president wants him back.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent.
And says he'd certainly invite Putin to next year's summit, though he doesn't know if the Russian leader would show up.
That's a pretty tough thing for him. You know, he's a proud person.
The president says several leaders agree Putin should be back among those representing the world's industrial powers. But French President Emmanuel Macron says they did not agree on whether to bring back Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said Monday there is a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks to try to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program to replace the 2015 international deal that Mr. Trump withdrew from last year.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
The U.S. leader said the economic sanctions he reimposed on Iran a year ago are absolutely hurting them, as Trump has sought to sharply limit Iran's international oil exports. President Trump has told reporters that a deal could be reached with China to end the trade war between the world's two largest economies. He said the fact that China's top trade negotiator, Vice Premier Liu He, wants to make a deal says that says it all. But he emphasized that it has to be a better deal for the U.S. He has repeatedly cited the wide trade surplus China has enjoyed for years over the U.S. $419 billion more in exports to the United States than American goods it bought in 2018. This is VOA News. Leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy nations have agreed